This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Witz, and it's great to share morning devotions with. Let me tell you a story of a man, I'll call him Jacob. He lived in a town that had been heavy rain, and on this particular day that kept on falling, and the creek that flowed through the town centre began to fill and threatening to flood the entire town. And people were talking to one another about what's happening. They had to evacuate their homes and leave and get to higher ground. It was a sensible thing to do, but Jacob had always seen himself as a religious person. He had a complete trust in God, and as his friends gathered round him and said he should be prepared to leave, "No," he said, "I'm going to stay right where I am. I'm secure in my faith. I know that God will protect me." Well, his friends started to argue with him and tried to get him to change his mind, but he remained unmoved, prepared to rely on God and his faith in God to protect him from any danger that might come through these floodwaters. And many thought he was being quite unwise. So the water level continued, the rain kept falling, and soon the water covered the street and came up to the steps of his front porch, and people started to evacuate town. They could walk out. A little bit later, they had to get into boats. So a friend comes to his home in a rowboat. "Come on, Jacob, get in. Come with me to safety. This is far too dangerous for you. You need to come with us and protect yourself." But Jacob was having none of this. "I have faith in God. I know that God is with me. He will protect me. I don't need your rowboat. Thank you very much. God's enough for me." So his friends had no choice but to row on and help other residents who were stranded. And the flood level continued. He floods Jacob's house on the first floor. He gets the second floor. The water continues. This time the police come by in a motorboat and plead with him to get out. "No," he said, "my trust is in God. I feel safe in the knowledge that God is always a presence with me. He couldn't let any harm come to me. I'm a man of faith." So the police gave up trying to persuade him. Now, Jacob gets up onto the roof. Things are getting dangerous. The helicopter comes and the rescue guy calls out to him to get off the roof. "We'll rescue. Here's the rope ladder." But he refuses. "I know that God will rescue me." And I guess you know the rest of the story. Jacob's swept away by the floodwaters. He drowns and he ends up in heaven. And he's a little bit upset, even a bit angry with God, that God had not served him well. He didn't survive the flood. His life was over, and he demands to speak with God, and God accepts this request. "Why had God abandoned me in my time of need? After all, he said, I've been a good man, I've lived the noble life, and I've lived by faith. Why was I abandoned?" And Almighty God listened to him, and he said, "Look, I was present with you every step along the way that day. First, I sent you friends, I sent the rowboat, motorboat, and finally, I sent a helicopter, and Jacob, you refused to accept any of this help that was offered to you." Now, look, I think this is a great story. You've probably heard about it before. It's not knocking having faith in God, but it's saying that sometimes in our time of crisis, when we're looking for God, we need to look at other people. And I guess he would have realized, we've just called him Jacob as a name, to choose a name. He might have realized that having faith in God's important, but having faith in human beings at your local level and community is also very important. Now, I remember when I first retired and moved to a local community who were attending the Anzac Day service, and I was amazed that the large crowd of people, something like 4,000 people came, and there were not enough chairs. And so I realized that here was a community of people who cared, who identified with things like Anzac Day, a good sense of community. In the Bible, we read about another Jacob, and this is seen in Genesis 28, Jacob and his brother Esau. And even when they were in their mother's womb, they didn't get on. Rebekah, that was their mother, she was just so distressed about their combat. And God tells her that there are two nations within her womb. They struggle with one another. Well, if you know the story in Genesis 28, Jacob's born, the situation doesn't get any better, and there's problems with Esau. And so Jacob in the story realized that he needed to give a tenth of all he had to God. He realized, probably too late, that people do matter, and that sometimes it's true that people, other people, your friends, can provide endurance and help in times of trouble. Lord, we know that's true. Thank you for good quality friends. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.